Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Wednesday, March 3rd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your local events starting off with Warrant Wednesday. John Ryan Marsh has a local warrant for failure to appear for grand theft auto, possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia or use, and possession of clonazepam. If you know of any information regarding John Marsh, please contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144, or you can contact Heartland Crime Stoppers and remain anonymous by calling 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be submitted on the free Hardy County Sheriff mobile app or called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. On March 1st, Polk County Sheriff's Office Special Victims Unit detectives arrested 28-year-old Daniel Farriner of Lakeland and charged him with lewd battery on a minor, two counts of transmission of harmful material to a minor, and resisting a law enforcement officer without violence. Farriner, a convicted felon, is currently being held in the Polk County Jail with no bond. According to the affidavit, the 15-year-old victim's mother discovered inappropriate text, Snapchat, and Facebook messages, including a graphic photo from Farriner on her daughter's cell phone. She immediately contacted the Sheriff's Office. When detectives spoke with the 15-year-old victim, she said that she and Farriner had been texting each other in a sexual manner and he had sent her pictures of his genitalia. She also admitted to performing oral favors on Farriner. Farriner admitted that he knew the victim was only 15 years old, but he denied the charges, saying that he and the victim were just friends. During a search of Farriner's devices, detectives discovered deleted nude photographs of Farriner, and that is when the suspect admitted to sending the image to the victim. Farriner had been to prison twice, one for attempted burglary, attempted escape, and battery on a law enforcement officer, and the most recent time, September 14th, was for two counts of battery and battery on a law enforcement officer. His critical history includes 12 felonies and 17 misdemeanors, to include charges of domestic violence, battery, drug possession, trespassing, criminal mischief, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, keeping a vehicle for drug use, violation of probation, and failure to appear. And the National Hurricane Center has announced they will commence with the Atlantic Tropical Weather Outlook text and graphical products on May 15th of this year. The official start of the Atlantic hurricane season remains June 1st. Your jobs here in Hardy County, if you're looking for an opportunity to make a difference in people's lives, consider a career with the Hardy County Sheriff's Office. You'll have the chance to learn and grow, and they are looking for individuals with a diverse background who are inquisitive, intelligent, and imaginative. They have openings for 911 public safety telecommunicators, detention licensed practical nurses, deputy sheriffs, detention deputies, and substitute school crossing guards. Applications may be filled out online at hardyso.com. Innovar Structures is looking for a painter as soon as possible. A high school diploma or GED, driver's license, and 1 year of painting experience are preferred. Alan J. Wauchula is looking for a salesperson. 1 year of sales experience and U.S. work authorization are required. All of these jobs and more at indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked. To help protect against burglary, remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to HardyMidday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. If you have any brochures, pamphlets, or flyers, please remember to attach them with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 74 degrees out, feels like 73. Cloudy, 20% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is too low. Winds west at 16 miles an hour with gusts up to 27. The humidity 72%. Dew point 64. Cloud cover 94%. The visibility 10 miles. And the cloud ceiling was 3,700 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 11:45 a.m. Eastern Time. This afternoon, partly sunny with a chance of showers early, then mostly sunny this afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s, west winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 with a 40% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, cooler with lows in the lower 50s and northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid 70s, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. And Thursday night, clear, lows in the upper 40s with north winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. USDA has designated 4 Florida counties as primary natural disaster areas. According to AgFacts.com, producers in Collier, Hendry, Lee, and Miami-Dade counties who suffered losses due to Tropical Storm Eta may be eligible for USDA Farm Service Agency emergency loans. They can be used to meet various recovery needs, including the replacement of essential farm items such as equipment or livestock, reorganization of your farm, or refinancing certain debts. The USDA will be investing $42.3 million to help rural residents gain access to health care and educational opportunities. Rural areas are seeing higher infection and death rates related to COVID-19 due to several factors, including a much higher percentage of underlying conditions, difficulty accessing medical care, and lack of health insurance. The Specialty Soy and Grains Alliance joined 70 other agricultural associations in an urgent plea to President Biden for intervention into the container shipping crisis. The group is requesting provisions available to the Federal Maritime Commission via the Shipping Act be immediately applied to stem the current ocean carrier practices that are so damaging to our agricultural products. Access to international markets is being jeopardized by this unprecedented dysfunction, which includes the rejection of U.S. ag cargo by ocean carriers that are shipping empty containers overseas to keep up with the demand for U.S.-bound goods.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. The University of Georgia is starting a virtual marketing series that is intended to help those who produce any type of agricultural commodity better reach their audience by developing a marketing plan. This course is taught by marketing professionals from the UGA Small Business Development Center and will be presented through an agricultural lens to keep the material relatable. With so many producers changing their business structure to include direct-to-consumer strategies, this series should help them succeed with this audience. Here is Brooklyn Wassel, a University of Georgia Extension agent in Pike County, on the purpose of the series.
The idea behind the series was to connect resources that are already available through UGA Extension and the Small Business Development Center with agricultural producers, because that connection's just not always made, especially with the Small Business Development Center.
For anyone interested in joining, all you have to do is email Brooklyn or go to the UGA Extension website.
So the series is completely free, and I should have stressed that from the beginning, but we do need everyone to register in order to receive the Zoom link. Anyone that's interested can email me to get that registration link. My email is bw25427@uga.edu, or you can go to the University of Georgia Extension Pike County Facebook page, or even the UGA Extension calendar and select Marketing for Ag Producers 2021.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe. The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street stocks slipped into the red at mid-morning after payroll processor ADP reported weaker-than-expected job growth in the private sector. Employers adding 117,000 jobs last month. Economists had expected that number to be closer to 225,000. Bed Bath & Beyond will launch a slew of new store brands aimed at attracting younger customers. The home goods retailer will begin selling 8 new store brands this year, 6 of them in the first half of the year. Discount retailer Dollar Tree reports a fiscal fourth quarter profit of $502.8 million, and that tops Wall Street's expectations. The economy's services sector expanded again last month, although the rate of growth slowed dramatically, according to the Institute for Supply Management, an industry trade group. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. After dropping 2 games below 500, the Boston Celtics picked up their third straight victory, 117-112 over the LA Clippers. Celtics forward Jaylen Brown, who had 18 points, says they still haven't hit their stride despite moving back over 500.
We've got to continue to be better. I still don't think we're as good as we possibly can.
Clippers lost for the 5th time in 8 games. Atlanta ended Miami's season-high 6-game winning streak.
defeating the Heat 94-80. Miami coach Eric Spoelstra on the Hawks. Trae Young scoring 13 straight points in the fourth quarter.
He was just able to get, you know, some airspace, but you know, great players can do that, and you can create separation pretty quickly.
Phoenix beat the LA Lakers 114-104, while the Suns have won 14 of 17. The Lakers have dropped 6 of 9. Phoenix moves into second of the West. LA drops to third. Memphis beat Washington 125-111. It was San Antonio 119, New York 93. Denver 128, Milwaukee 97. This is Esther in sports. Top 25 play, fourth-ranked Illinois beat number 2 Michigan 76-53 as the Wolverines were prevented from clinching the Big Ten. Third-ranked Baylor had to go to overtime to wrap up the Big 12, defeating number 6 West Virginia 94-89. It was eighth-ranked Alabama 70, Auburn 58. In the NHL, Pittsburgh iced Philadelphia 5-2. Penguins forward Brian Rust, who scored the eventual game winner, says it was great to play in front of 2,800 fans for the first time in almost a year.
It was nice, even just going out there for warm-ups and seeing how many people were already there for warm-ups, and then coming out there for the first period is definitely a welcome change for sure.
New York Islanders beat New Jersey 2-1. The Isles tied Washington for first place in the East Division. It was the Rangers over Buffalo 3-2, Columbus 4, Detroit 1. Montreal 3-1 over Ottawa, Winnipeg 5, Vancouver 2, Carolina 4, Nashville 2, and Tampa Bay blanked Dallas 2-0. With Esther in sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks in friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day: I had a job selling security alarms door to door and I was really good at it. If no one was home, I'd just leave a brochure on the kitchen table. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.